Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, you had a busy week.
Yes, we did. Worked out very well, though. I thought the way you handled that POW thing was excellent.
Well, we, it got us in a position, too, Bill, where, you see, we stood firm and the like, and your statement over there was the public way, and around here, you know, when we pulled the mining off and the rest, the defense people said that they wanted to announce it, and I said, no, sir, I wouldn't let them say a word, you know, about it, but we just did it.
Sure, everybody knew it.
And everybody knew, no, I know, but I meant if we'd have done it and said, I am doing this or that, then it was a matter of face for them. It was
right.
Like the bombing thing.
Exactly.
And I went over it all, and with Henry and everybody else, and of course, he was reflecting the defense department view, but he completely bought it. I said, I'll just let Bill make the statement over there, and we'll state it here, and that's be it. Tell me, Bill, while we're on the subject, how did the congressmen handle themselves all right?
Oh, great.
do you think it'll help a little on getting them support? Well, of course, the fellows over there do support us, don't they, on the aid thing?
Yeah, but, well, they're all a little doubtful. And McFaul, of course, is the whip over there.
Yeah.
And, I thought it was a great...
But it'll help get them lined up for it later.
That's right.
I'd address myself to it again in my little press conference. I didn't have a night thing, but I did a press conference Thursday, and I hit it again, but
Bill Timmons,
sell it in the end.
Bill Timmons was there, and he was very favorably impressed with the thing. I think we can sell it to him. I've never had any doubt about it.
Really?
No, I've never had any doubt about it.
Incidentally, we had Sammy Davis here last night, and he was just great, absolutely great.
That's right, I missed
it. Superb, and he spent the night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And incidentally, I didn't know it, because I thought with the Kennedys and the Rat Pack, and this is the first time he had ever performed at the White House, and the first time an American black has ever stayed overnight in the White House.
Is that a fact?
So it's sort of like Booker T. Washington, you know.
Isn't that great?
I didn't announce it, of course. I didn't say it, and I said, Sammy, I think you... I said, have you ever said... And he says, yes, I know. I said, I don't want to exploit it. He says, I know.
Yeah, that's very good.
But isn't that nice, though?
Pretty clever fellow, isn't he?
Oh, God, but what a performer. He was great.
Yeah.
We did it mainly for congressmen last time. We had about 100 of them. Senators, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, all sorts. I wanted to ask you about one thing. As you know, we're all just, everybody's terribly disturbed about this, what has happened in the Sudan.
Yeah.
And just symbolically, I lowered the White House flag, too, because obviously he's an ambassador from the president as well as the State Department, and so I got there. But anyway, I was wondering, what do we provide for the way of compensation for in cases of this sort? I mean, is there anything that we do? We're now in a situation where ambassadors and people around in that part of the world particularly are in a very hazardous position.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I'll find out. I think, of course, we have some provision, but I don't think we get anything special for this kind.
Well, it would seem to me that for families and so forth, of course, that it's more than the usual, you know, death on the job or so forth. But when somebody, here's the point. We have got to tell all of our ambassadors, and I don't know quite how to do it. Maybe you do it, or I should, or something. I was even thinking that maybe I would sit down with you and the top people in the department, and we just talk about it. I think all of them have got to be informed that, and this Foreign Service, that the policy of the United States has to be one of not paying ransom, because mainly if we ever change that policy, we'll have a rash of it all over the world. It's bad enough, but on the other hand, that nobody has to go. You know what I mean? It's a risky business that they're...
Well, Mr. President, I don't know if you followed it, but I had a survey made among our Foreign Service people some time back anticipating this kind of trouble, and they all decided themselves that we should not pay ransom.
Yeah.
And we have announced that.
Would there be any anything worthwhile? You can just think about it. If I were maybe to come over to state maybe on Tuesday or something and just sit down with the group and say, fellows, we just appreciate what you're doing and all that sort of thing.
I think it'd be very good.
What I was thinking, I would say, I know this is it, and I appreciate the fact that this survey has shown it, and we can't begin this, but we want you to know we'll back you up, et cetera. And you could get them together in a large group or a small group, and would it be something to pay a tribute to the people that were died and so forth?
It would be a tremendous idea, and I'd be glad to set it up. Did you hear also that the wives have asked that their husbands be buried in Arlington Cemetery? Now, they're both veterans.
No problem.
And so were the wives, and interestingly enough, all think that's
the plane is going to stay there to bring them back, I understand.
Yes.
McCumber with the plane. I was going to send the presidential plane, but they said that was already there, and I thought that'd be overdoing it.
Yes. But, I think this is fine.
But
the other thing that we were thinking about is, you know, the Belgian was killed, too, and the suggestion was made that, that we stop on the way back and deliver the Belgian, the body of the Belgian to Belgium. I think it'd be good to show the international character of this problem.
Yeah. Now, we don't know about, they're still holding a couple, aren't they? Or?
No, that's all, they've given up now. The assassins have given up, and they're in the hands of the Sudanese government. And the others have been, the Arabs have been released.
Now, what are the Sudanese government going to do?
Well, that's the problem. I was hoping they'd kill them.
I wish they, I think they should kill them the minute they see them. That's what they should do.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the Sudanese government handles up pretty well. You know, one thing that occurred to me, I've been thinking about a lot, is I think maybe one of the things to do on these things is to cut off all communication with the terrorists. One of the things that...
Do we communicate with them?
Well, every what I'm saying is just not cut off the telephone service, cut off, and don't, if they drop any notes, don't pick them up. Just let them sit there.
Yeah.
They have a feeling that they can bargain with the world.
Yeah.
And we all get worried about how can we bargain with them.
You can't bargain with them because, like their suggestion to us was so silly that, like...
That's right.
That's what, you know, like sort of, when Tom Gerald asked me the question, what about Saran? I said, well, that's ridiculous. I said, of course, we can't do that. Not our business. But I agree. Why don't we do that?
Well, we...
Why don't we develop... Why don't you start developing within the department, you can say that we talked about it and that you're working on it, a plan to deal with these goddamn things, because we're going to have more.
You asked me some time back, and we've set up a very good task force, including a lot of people in the government. They meet regularly, and they've done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But these things happen in such unexpected ways in foreign countries.
Yeah, and you don't know, as I say.
Don't know what the hell.
But you could have certain policies knowing. Well, who would have thought we could go to the Saudi Arabian embassy?
Who would have thought you'd have the Fedayeen go to the Saudi Arabian embassy and capture Arabs as well as Americans?
Yeah.
But
And also, of all the people to kill, why the Americans?
Well,
they want us to squeeze the Jordanians, the Israelis,
that's right. And they were trying to also to get some of the Fedayeen out of the Jordanian jails. Jordan has got a Fedayeen that they were going to execute somebody that I think tried to assassinate the king. And they delayed the execution. And one of the things these fellows wanted was the release of that prisoner. It's really unfortunate that Jordan hadn't executed. And the thing to do, it seems to me, just be tough.
Well, that's right.
You can't dilly-dally with these fellows.
And, of course, there's nothing we can do about being tough on them, but
well,
except to back up the governments that are tough on them and not back those that aren't. But
Sudan is pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Pretty good about it.
Well, listen, next, it'll be them.
That's right.
We don't watch out. These people are nuts.
Well, Mr. President, I think that's a great idea, and I'll set it up, and I'll make...
I was thinking that, frankly, the better day for me is Tuesday. Rather, like Monday. See, I'm going to Camp David to do some writing this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And I could perhaps get back and do it Monday. That might be better, might it not?
It might be, depending on when the bodies come back.
Should we wait till they get back?
No. Well, I don't know. I think it might be better to do it before they get back.
I think we should do it. Right. Yeah. I'll tell you what. You get the dope for me and give me a call. I'll be leaving here in about 15 minutes. And give me a call as to where the... as to when they get back.
What I'll do is
I could come back or just tell Pete Jack Brennan up there, and then I could arrange to come back and come back a little earlier. I could back around 3-4 o'clock. But what I had in mind was I went over to the Defense Department on the POW thing, and I was trying to think of something to do in the state, and of course God knows we didn't want this, but I thought I could just go over and talk to the people and say, look, I know how you worked, and I know that this and that, and this points it up, and we want to thank you and tell you we back you up, et cetera. So something like that.
What about, let me give some thought to it. I'll suggest several of the things, and then you can make a choice. For example, we could have a meeting with Foreign Service Association. We had a lot of them, and you could have a talk. What we could do is have a preliminary meeting with some of the top people.
That's right.
And talk to the whole Foreign Service group.
Yeah, and then you remember you could even get them in the... How many would that be? In the hall there?
Well, you get them in the hall, or you could get them in that eighth floor room. You could get 400 or 500 in there.
Yeah. I think actually getting 400 or 500 is worth doing so that all of them sort of have a feeling that we...
I do.
But then so that it ambassador?
Yes.
Did he get killed?
No, we got him out.
Oh, yeah. But now, the one we lost before was a an AID guy, wasn't it, in Brazil or someplace? You remember?
Well, that was Guatemala, wasn't it?
Remember about 2 years ago, and I remember seeing the wife later. Remember?
Oh, yes. I went out to Ohio to the funeral of that.
Ohio, yes. David went out for me, remember?
That's right.
Now, who was that? Wasn't that AID, or was Foreign Service, or...
That was AID.
AID.
That's right.
But you're not the same thing.
That's right.
But what I mean is that we naturally, of course, we've now indicated total backing for our military POWs, who basically were hostages.
That's right.
I think it's a nice touch to indicate total backing for our others, you know,
very good.
Curious kind of way.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you, I'll set it up. I'll give you some
yeah.
choices, and you can.
Well, you give me not only choices but recommendation to what you think, and in the meantime, we'll because I think there's some thoughts for some remarks, and it might be that when I do the full group, you'd even let the press cover it.
Post
full group,
sure.
You know, so that they
should.
And then I could make a few. What I would do, Bill, is to use it as a basis for saying some good things about the Foreign Service generally. See,
right.
Make about a 15-minute talk. Well, that's what I had in mind.
We've been thinking about how to do this. You know, you and I have talked
yeah.
about it before.
And then I could do that, and then I could say I want to talk about the Foreign Service and so forth and so on, and that we've been through a great historic year, and now we've got other business, and this is that and the other thing, and you're going to play a terribly important part, and we want your views to, and then say, now I want to talk about you know, this tragedy.
That's
whack.
Well, let me ask one other question. What would you think about it at a meal, at lunch? Would it be better not to, I guess, don't you think?
I'd have no objection. If that might mean more, huh?
Yeah, they have these luncheons, Foreign Service Association luncheons. And
yeah.
We could get in 300-400 people there.
Yeah.
And we could have a meeting ahead of time.
Yeah.
A working group.
And then, now, how about if we had a luncheon, though, how about the camera workings?
Oh,
work?
Yes, that's all right. We can work that in.
Fine. You think, let me ask you this, because we're doing it for that purpose. Would it mean more to them to have a luncheon?
I'll find out. I don't know the answer.
You see,
to that.
I could do either. I could either do that, come over and meet with you, and then meet them in the hall. The luncheon, I did have lunch at the Defense
right.
Department, so I could have lunch here.
It might mean a little bit more to them.
Do it that way, then.
Right.
Why not? That's the purpose
let's
of it.
Let's see about Tuesday. Let me check.
See, Tuesday, then, if you're going to do it then, it should be Tuesday rather than Monday.
That's right.
Because I think we need a day to prepare it, don't you think?
I do.
Tuesday's a little better for me.
All right.